Bucky Bacall here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. As you probably already know, if you've heard my previous shows, I have an agenda. The redistribution of chickens from densely populated factory farms, which are inhumane and dangerous to public health, to a few in every yard, including suburban and urban homes. There's many reasons to keep chickens in your backyard: bug control, garden fertilization, and companionship, because chickens are as friendly and entertaining as any animal a person might consider a pet. But the first thing that comes to most people's mind is having fresh eggs for breakfast and other meals. And with good reason. Nearly every backyard chickener is passionate about their radically fresh, nutritious, and delicious true free-range eggs. I know I am. Eggs are an excellent source of protein and of vitamins A, E, D, B12, carotenoids, the stuff that pigments vegetables like carrots and prevents eye disease, folates, which help prevent birth defects and heart disease, and omega-3 fatty acids, which are known to be good for the heart. Omega-3 is the main reason mainstream nutritionists are always telling you to eat fish, despite the sad fact that every fish in the world is now laced with mercury. Because of the fat in egg yolk, these nutrients are absorbed easily, and while that fat content is high, about 5 grams in a large egg, 70% of it is unsaturated, which nowadays we know is the good or okay fat. However, don't throw caution to the wind. Roughly a quarter of the population is genetically inclined to high cholesterol risk and have to watch their intake, eggs being notoriously high in cholesterol. As far as the nutrition of eggs is concerned, I'm in total agreement with the corporate-controlled egg commissions and industry councils, except the eggs they're selling are barely worthy of the name egg. I buck the industry spin when I tell you that free-range chickens are more nutritious for you and contain half the cholesterol of supermarket eggs. That's been the folk wisdom of backyard chickeners all along, but a few years ago, the editors of Mother Earth News, who are avid chicken people, sent their flock's eggs to a laboratory and found they contained only about half as much cholesterol, were up to twice as rich in vitamin E, and were 2 to 6 times richer in beta carotene. The free-range eggs averaged 4 times more than factory eggs. Mother Earth News also unearthed studies by universities and egg industry types, finding the same thing: more vitamins, less cholesterol, and more cholesterol-fighting omega-3s. Studies that not so mysteriously didn't get a lot of attention. You can check the article out yourself on the internet by following the link on the Bucky page at sagebrushvariety.org. That's not the only flaw in factory eggs. As I've mentioned on previous shows, all factory farms feed their chickens antibiotics, and the vast majority use growth hormones. Supposedly, drug transfer, drugs getting into the eggs, can be avoided by timed application, but chickens are not machine units, even though factory farms treat them like machines. And chicken metabolisms vary from individual to individual. Furthermore, in a factory where profits are minimized by having as few employees as possible managing massive numbers of chickens, it's unrealistic to meet precise injection schedules. Those are at least 2 reasons why study after study shows the drugs fed to hens are absorbed into the eggs they lay and wind up in the consumer's bloodstream. The growth hormones will wreak havoc on your own body chemistry, and antibiotics, for whatever benefits they may have when used properly, are ineffective when the average person is already constantly exposed through their food. Finally, when you know chickens like I do, and know how charming and intelligent they can be, you won't be willing to support an industry that raises chickens in tiny spaces, burns off their beaks, feeds them garbage, and is always coming up with new ways to raise the profit margin with the side effect of ever more atrocious cruelty. The good news is that you can have bona fide, nutritious, delicious, cruelty-free eggs. It's both easier and more difficult than you might think. The reason it's more difficult is that you can't just go to the supermarket or even the health food store and pick up some free-range eggs. Yes, you can buy something shipped in a truck from California in a carton labeled free range, but odds are you're not getting what you think you're buying. The truth is, any egg producer, including corporate factory farms, can label their eggs free range, even if they keep chickens on a crowded concrete floor with a small, barely visible door leading to an outdoor enclosure too small for all but a few of the chickens at a time. Unless you see the operation with your own eyes, you simply don't know what's going on, and the most likely scenario is the one I've just described. In 2005, animal rights groups from 16 states pressured the Better Business Bureau and Federal Trade Commission to consider false advertising charges against United Egg Producers for their misleading Animal Care Certified label. The animal rights group's complaint was that most consumers believed that the label meant that there were some kind of humane treatment standards applied to the hens laying those eggs. Some people even convinced themselves they were free-range and hand-slaughtered. Some believed they were put out to pasture when no longer laying eggs, when in truth, they lived out their entire lives in the industry-standard male slots, slaughtered as soon as laying slowed, and slaughtered in assembly line machines that shackled and hung conscious birds upside down, cut them with mechanical blades that often mauled instead of killed them, before drowning the suffering birds in tanks of scalding water. The lawsuits were dropped when the industry agreed to change the labels to United Egg Producers Certified and agreed to pay $100,000 to states for attorney's fees and consumer education. The consumer education money was used to make people more aware of what really goes on in factory farms. But the misleading free-range label and misplaced faith in its accuracy still persist. I'm not saying it's impossible to buy cruelty-free organic eggs. If you know where to find true free-range eggs, I encourage you to support that person. I was a vegan for several years and only started eating eggs after I started chickening. I adopted chicks from a backyard chickener who had more than she could handle because I wanted a way to eliminate earwigs from my organic garden. The eggs were originally just a side benefit, but I quickly became addicted. And I have to admit that once or twice, when my chickens weren't laying, I bought some eggs from a small farm I trusted. But I wouldn't even tell my closest friends who that was, because eggs like that are hard to find and sell out fast. The good news is that if you do like I say and have chickens in your backyard, you'll be able to just look out your window and see your hens and know exactly how they're doing, and you'll know what you're feeding them. I'm Bucky Bacall, and I had a good time. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.